Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My dad's been a part of my life, and he's a lot smarter than me, has a lot more wisdom than me, so that's why, you know, he's heard a lot of people speak before. He's in the world of business and real estate, so, you know, he's been in it for many, many years. So the wisdom part and me trusting him, that's why he's a part of it. And then the other half of that, what was the first part of the question again?
What was the explanation that...
Yep, I got you.
Yep.
So the explanation was just that they haven't put, you know, everybody in the right spaces. And that, you know, that, you know, that's their mission and goal here. That's why y'all have been seeing, you know, the people hired, whether it's coaches, executives, PR teams and things like that, and then getting those right people to bring in the right people for the culture and to lead to victories and you know, the brotherhood that we should have.
It all matters for Caleb Williams. You can hear him talking about both his dad and what the Bears told him about what they need to do better when it comes to being an environment that can allow a quarterback to thrive, because it's never mattered more. You heard the person asking that question, who is our in-studio guest, Kalen Kaler of The Athletic. So you had said that he's already kind of learning the Bears offense, and it's okay that they were allowed to meet with him, and yet it's almost like he doesn't really want to say. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it was interesting. So I have information on that directly from Will Hewlett, who I think is coming on the station later this afternoon with the next show. Yeah, he says private quarterback coach, great guy, has worked with a lot of quarterbacks in the pre-draft process, is going to be working with Caleb all summer, getting him ready for the NFL. And, you know, Will told me, Will has a long relationship with Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator for the Bears, through this high school quarterback camp called the Quarterback Collective. And so they're good friends, and they are obviously talking a lot. And, you know, he said he's kind of been used as a vessel to impart the Bears offense to Caleb in this process, because during the pre-draft process, the amount of communication they can have with a prospect is limited to 3 one-hour sessions per week, which is still a lot of time. And Will told me they were using all of the time that they possibly could. The Bears were with Caleb. And so I asked Caleb about that. I was like, hey, how much of the offense have you been able to learn? And he was like, none. It's just been relationship building. So I think he's just kind of uncomfortable with the notion that this was happening. Maybe he doesn't know that it is completely above board, because it is, and it has been done before. I was actually talking to somebody who knows, this wasn't directly people with the Bengals, but somebody who was aware of the Bengals and Joe Burrow. Going back to Joe Burrow again, they knew they were taking him number one overall that year in 2020, and they started teaching him the offense. And per this person who knows the people there well, it really helped Joe and really gave him a head start and helped him really just make that NFL transition, which is already so hard, made it a lot easier. And when I'm talking to Will about it, and I'm sure he'll talk about this later today on the station, but, you know, he said he's going to be weeks ahead because of this work. And that is not nothing when you're talking about a rookie quarterback who it's the, probably the hardest transition in sports is college quarterback to NFL quarterback. So Will has been able to work with him on footwork, on marrying footwork and route concepts that the Bears are going to be using in their offense. Some of the language that they use, which obviously every team has different words for that mean the same thing, but everybody uses different words to describe things. So they've already been able to get a head start on all of that, which is going to be a meaningful advantage.
We were talking last week about Caleb navigating some of the dog whistle stuff that has been said about him. I've been trying to figure out, and maybe it's Dan and I have the opportunity to talk with you. You're a younger person with a lot of like emotional maturity. I've been trying to figure out where the hell Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and, I mean, even Keon, like, where do these kids get this from? What have people told you about how Caleb is so comfortable inside of his own skin?
Yeah, both Caleb and Rome are super impressive in terms of how they communicate publicly already at that age. I think like a few years ago, I think college players were a lot less prepared. And I think NIL is part of that because they already have to be public facing and they're getting, I mean, before name, image, likeness, you know, college players barely got to talk to media. They, you know, were just one of the pack. They really didn't get those opportunities. So I think that's a huge part of it is that, you know, Caleb has done a lot of media already coming into this. And then I also think, I mean, he mentioned this when he was on the Pivot podcast, which I didn't know about him. He said in high school, he had his own apartment in D.C. because where his parents lived was like far from where he went to school.
It was overlooking the field.
Yeah. Like, which is crazy to me to think you're like living alone at age 15 or 16. And so, you know, I don't know the full details. I'm sure his parents were checking in on him regularly, but like he was at a very young age, like tasked with all of this responsibility. And when you hear him talk about it, it's like very clear that like he's known for years that he was going to be the number one overall pick. Like that's been a goal of his for years and that's been motivating him. And so it's made him way more mature. I think sometimes like when I think with a lot of like Olympic athletes, when they're kind of ruined by that, when they're all
the gymnasts, they're sent to Houston when they're eight.
Right. Yeah. Like I think with Olympic athletes, for some reason, it's like destructive, but
maybe because of how individual it is and that the next day, like even though Caleb's by himself, when he goes to practice, he's, you know, part of
with a team.
Collective. Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that plays a role in it.
It probably does. Cause it just seems like it is destructive when you do this with figure skating, gymnastics, even like tennis sometimes, mm-hmm. like sports like that, it feels like the people get ruined by that process. But it seems like with Caleb, this like tunnel vision, because he talks about it when he was 10 years old, his dad and him decided, okay, you want to be the greatest quarterback of all time? Well, let's do it. How do we get you there? Let's come up with a strength plan, a training plan, a diet. He was like, I ate the same thing for breakfast every day for like 6 years. Like, so, you know, things like that, it feels
Fruity
like
pebbles.
Right.
That's only cool if it's Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
Or Crunchberry.
No, Fruity Pebbles.
Lucky Charms is my favorite cereal. I had to give that up though.
Why?
That's so bad for you.
So?
Oh my God. but it's my vice. Like if I have one, it's over.
Oh, it's in, you go into like, a tailspin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I haven't had cereal in like 6 years now because I'm like, I
so
can't.
So you're like Caleb Williams.
But there's a mental health positive to it.
And it's just, it's literally, it's bad for me. Like, it will be bad. I would have cereal at dinner. I would have it for lunch. I would have it for every meal.
I can't believe.
If I could.
When you say something wrong, I'll let you know.
I can't believe none of you guys said Bojack's Cinnamon Toast Squares. None of
no,
the cereal.
No, it's over.
That's
it's
the problem.
Over now. I had my two bowls and it's gone and that's done now.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's been dead set on this path, and it has not been destructive to him. It feels like it's been completely constructive and has made him super prepared for this moment. And like when I was talking to Will Hewlett about him, like the mental side, he was like, I've never worked with a prospect who is like so bulletproof, because he's been totally vilified on social media, and he's like, he just handles it so well. It doesn't faze him, and he will read some of the tweets. Like I heard him on the Pivot podcast. He was like, yeah, I'll look in every once in a while. I think it's kind of funny. And I think that's such a
healthy,
good attitude to have, because you do have to be able to like laugh at that stuff, or you know, you're gonna be crushed. And I think the crying in his mommy's lap thing is like a great example of that, because every time he's talked about that, he's like, yeah, I heard it. Obviously, like I saw the reaction and I thought it was kind of funny. Like, you know, people are reacting to this, but it doesn't bother me. And so sometimes when athletes say that, they're like, blinders are on. I don't really believe
Mitch
them.
Mitch Trubisky, I turned off all the TVs.
Turned off the TVs. Oh my God, that was a great moment. That was a really good, funny moment in Bears history that I will not forget.
It's hard. I haven't found the humor in it yet. We're not far removed enough. It still just kind of sucks.
I remember in the locker room that day, I was literally going around asking the players, were the TVs on? Did they really get turned off, or was that metaphorical? And I can't remember what they said about that, but I was like,
I gotta
find
out. Well, that was like Chicago City News. If your mother says she loves you, check
it out.
Right? Yeah. Check it out. Right. That's what you were doing there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, he is very, I think bulletproof is a really good way to describe him.
Can we talk about the cognitive testing stuff for a second?
Yeah.
Because Dan and I have had these kind of big overarching conversations about how everyone in the NFL thinks that they're a damn psychologist. And we may have seen that type of attitude towards getting into the mind of a player backfire on CJ Stroud. Now the Stroud example can be used by other players, by agents. What did we see when it came to whether or not teams were doing this and whether players were allowing themselves to be put into these cognitive tests?
Yeah, so I think it was in February I reported, I heard that Athletes First, the agency that represents CJ Stroud, had advised all of its players, do not take any of these psychological tests, not just the S2, but any of them, because there's like four or five that are in rotation among NFL teams. And they were like, they sent an email out and they're like, okay, because of what happened to CJ, essentially, like, we don't want any of our players subjected to this. And they sent the email to teams saying, hey, don't be expecting to get this from our players because we're telling them not to take it. Now, every player still has free will. So I think a good chunk of their players that they represent still decided to take it. But yesterday I was talking to somebody in analytics, and I was like, hey, did you actually like see a difference in the number of data inputs that you had for the psychological testing when it came to the prospects this year? And they said, yeah, they had seen a noticeable drop off in the players. And I didn't get a specific number on that of like, was it 50% less? Was it 30% less? I don't have a specific number on that yet, because this is something I want to follow up on down the road and like talk to some evaluators and like GMs about, you know, did it actually hinder your decision-making process or your evaluation process in any way? But yeah, they said that they had seen for the first time a big drop off in the number of prospects who did choose to do those. So there was a lot of them that didn't. And I know like Drew Rosenhaus, who also has a big agency, he's like, you know, a super agent, I guess you could say. He said the same thing, where he didn't want his players doing it. And I don't know exactly how many agencies really advise their players on this, not to take part in it. But I know it was kind of a trend for a while at the beginning of this pre-draft process because of the very negative publicity that CJ Stroud got. And a lot of agents kind of see it as like, there's no win here. Like, especially with the S2, because the way the S2 functions, you get one score, which people don't like that because it's like, well, that's not really representing someone's full intelligence. Like other tests, there's one called AIQ, I believe. I might have those letters mixed up, but I think it's called AIQ. They give you like 6 different categories of scores, and the scores aren't necessarily good or bad. It just kind of like illustrates how you learn, basically. Not saying like, oh, this is a bad way to learn and this is a good way to learn.
This is a visual learner. Yeah. This is a rote learner.
Yeah.
This person needs to be explained why.
Yes. Yeah. And their thing is like they want to instruct teams on how to best coach a player instead of saying, oh, this player is a 72 out of 100. No, here's how you can take these facts about how they learn and you can apply it to the way you're going to coach them.
It's kind of like another view of the concept in education of learning modalities. And some people have said that that is not a thing. There's been all sorts of studies done on it. But like, are you a visual learner? Are you a kinesthetic learner?
But it's unsettled science.
100%, which is why, is especially why the NFL, out of all people, shouldn't be messing around with it.
We've got a couple minutes left, and I got to ask this to me is the question right now. With all the infrastructural changes that are being made to the Bears and the influence that Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze may have, this time as inflection point, is Matt Eberflus ready for this and capable? Is Shane Waldron ready for this and capable?
That's hard. I would have gone a different way. If you know, because you think about it. Okay, you're hiring a new PR guy. You're drafting a new quarterback. You're making all these other changes in the building, but you didn't change the coaching staff. So that's interesting to me. Clearly, they think he is equipped within the Bears. They believe in Matt Eberflus. And I do think Matt Eberflus is a very good coach. I just don't think he is who I would have probably chosen if I'm drafting a new quarterback, because you want the best person to develop a quarterback. I don't think in any world that Matt Eberflus would top your list there. So that is kind of how I feel about that. But I don't think that means he can't be successful. I don't think that's necessarily going to be like the Bears' fatal flaw, like it has been with a lot of their other cycles of quarterback, coach, GM, quarterback, coach, GM, quarterback, like that cycle. I think they can get out of the cycle without having like fully restarted on everybody. Because I do think like Caleb is like a good enough prospect to do that. So I don't necessarily think that keeping Eberflus is going to ruin everything here. But I do, if I had been in charge, I think I would have gone a different direction and tried to find the best person to develop a quarterback. But what was interesting is you look at the three teams that took quarterbacks number one, or sorry, not number one overall, but the top three teams who drafted the quarterbacks all in a row, they all have defensive head coaches. That was interesting to me. Bears, Commanders, Patriots. None of them put a head coach in place that is an offensive mind. So maybe we're all just inflating the importance of having a head coach who is an offensive mind. And maybe it's just, you just need the best offensive coordinator.
I don't know if they have that.
Which I don't know if they have. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not
that,
sure.
That kind of that becomes the next part of the question, but we're gonna spend some time finding out. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you bringing, like, this is your stuff. Like, this is your reporting. And for you to bring it here to us at The Score, we are very, very thankful that you had the time and the inclination to come and hang out with these two idiots to host this show.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Anytime. We mean that.
Yeah.
That is Kalen Kaler with football information from The Athletic.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.